News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. The reason podcasts are listenable on Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts, Google Podcasts is because of Rob Zenner, our fabulous producer. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Karen Book is back on. She's a board member of the Sealands Grove Area Community Pool and just a very active parent and community member over there. And she's one of the folks that just helps a thousand things happen at the pool each year. I think folks think, okay, it's a pool, kids can go swimming. But that is just the tiniest sliver of what happens over there. There's just so much going on. And it's a big community, fundraising, birthday party, what? Well, we're going to let Karen explain that. You got 10 minutes to talk about 2,000 different things, but Karen, first of all, thank you so much for checking back in.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark. Yes, you're right. The pool doesn't just happen. We have a board of volunteers that work all year round. They meet monthly to make sure the pool is ready for kids, and it's that time of year, Memorial Day weekend. That's our kickoff.
Well, I think that's probably what the kids that might be listening to the radio are saying. Come on, Mark, quit the yapping.
Right. When can I go to the pool?
When? All right, we'll start at the beginning.
Right.
Go ahead.
All righty. Well, the pool will be open starting at noon this Saturday, May 27th and May 28th, noon to 7. And we'll have free admission, actually, on May 29th. So noon to 7 that whole weekend. And we're excited about that. It will close, though, between the 30th and the 1st, and then reopen for the season Friday, June 2nd. So, again, hours of operation from noon to 7, weather permitting. And don't forget about that free admission on Memorial Day itself.
And tell us about the costs associated with this. I enjoy a senior citizen rate there, so I get a slight discount because I'm over 60. But tell us what everybody pays, what my family's paying, and all the other costs.
Sure. It's $5 a person to enter. We do offer, as you said, discounts for those over 60, for those with a military ID, retired or active. And it's free for kids 5 and under. And everybody actually gets a discount after 5 p.m. It's half price. But, you know, some want the convenience of a family pass. So a family season pass membership is just $225.
All right. Now, when we last spoke, you were talking about construction there and a bit of a capital campaign. How did the capital campaign go? And tell us about the work that was done.
Yes, we have been working to refurbish the pool. We want to prepare it for the next 50 years, the next generation of folks to come to the pool. But the big news this year is that our brand new splash pad is up and running. It'll be up and running as of the start of the pool season. And we did have a huge demolition and construction project in front of us. We had replaced the kiddie pool that was no longer operational, and we did put in this state-of-the-art splash pad. So it's fully accessible for children that might have a disability. It has interactive fountains, sprayers, waterfalls, dump buckets, and even a Sealant Grove seal that spouts water. So I think kids of all ages will really be able to enjoy it.
Now tell me you don't want to go sit in there under one of the dump buckets one of these times when it gets super hot. It's very tempting. Okay, so what else do you do? I think if you just go down some of the lists of the things that you list on your website or Facebook or, you know, just your whole list of activities and amenities there, I think that would be helpful to our audience to remind them.
Okay, sure. I mean, yeah, the pool itself, obviously, you know, it's just a very comfortable pool. It's got water features. We've got lounge chairs, umbrellas, shaded tables. Again, for any handicap accessibility, has zero depth entry, or even just someone that might have difficulty walking, like our seniors that are getting in the pool. It's much easier to get in the pool because of that zero entry. We have enclosed tube slides. We did put in a brand new diving board and our concession stand, which everyone looks forward to the treats that they can get at the pool. That's going to be run again this year, operated by Bella's Pizza. When you think about the pool and what people can really look forward to, I think it's the services that we bring to Sealands Grove and the surrounding area. One thing that I know parents look forward to every year is the swim lessons that we offer for children. It's such an important thing for children to learn to swim. I can't emphasize that enough. And, you know, the swim lessons that we do provide are American Red Cross certified, and they provide basic water safety, stroke development, improvement, and refinement. And we've got some sessions coming up, so anyone that might be interested in swim lessons, We've got a session starting June 26th through the 30th, and another session from July 10th through the 14th. They're very popular. Class sizes are limited, so sign-ups are taken right at the pool office. And it's a subsidized rate of $25 per student. We've kept that at the same rate. In fact, Sharon Lutheran Church had given a generous donation to help offset the costs that we incur in offering those swim lessons.
You've been doing water aerobics. You've been doing water aerobics for years. Tell us about that.
We have. We've got a free water aerobics program that folks can look forward to this summer. We put all the details about that on our Facebook page, which is at Seelands Grove Pool. And the other things that we offer would be PADI scuba certifications. So if you ever aspire to go scuba diving on vacations, et cetera, that's something you can learn right at the pool. And not everyone, you know, things, well, gosh, is scuba for me. We've got a tri-scuba course that happens on July 9th at 4 o'clock. And then Sundays thereafter is the certification course, which, of course, has a fee. But it's very reasonable compared to what I've seen, you know, on a cruise ship or on some of these resorts. And it's very, very well run by a PADI-certified dive instructor, Rich Best.
All right. And you do fundraising throughout the year. Of course, I know the foundations are helping you out from time to time. I'm not going to give you time to name them because that'll eliminate the dilemma, potentially omitting one inadvertently. But tell us about the fundraising that you do know that you're doing.
One thing to point out is that the cost that we talked about, you know, to be able to come to the pool, we have not raised our rates. Inflation is high right now. Staffing costs have risen. But we've kept our admission fees and our staff our season membership rates very low. And so in order to do that, we do need the generous support of area businesses, the charitable foundations, as you mentioned, and individuals. To that end, we are hosting a number of fundraisers. One that's coming up is on June 5th from 5 to 8. Anyone that would come to Wendy's restaurant, say, hey, I want to support the pool, they're going to give 10% of their sales that evening to donate to the pool. So again, that's June 5th from 5 to 8. We're also hosting a bingo fundraiser at the VFW. That's going to be in Seelands Grove here in October, on October 1st. 2 to 4:30, and then we're going to host our annual 5K fun run, which will again be in October on the 7th, right at the Isle of Q. That's something we do every year. It's a fun way to raise money.
And you're worthy and registered 501c3, so we'll put that in there. And you do accept donations. You don't specifically mail something to everybody in town, but tell us that you are there if folks are seeing you as a charitable organization.
We would be a tax-free donation. If anyone wants to choose to donate directly to the pool, they can find information about that right at SeelandsGrovePool.org. And, you know, thinking about just following along the pool, if they want to know, you know, is the pool open? We do have a Facebook page where we'll post if there might be any kind of weather delays or something like that. Always check at Seelands Grove Pool Facebook because we keep that up to date. And, you know, just something I want to encourage everyone to come and visit us at the pool. We're at 30 Linda Lane in Seelands Grove, right up above the elementary school. And we really hope that everyone will come out this summer and just really have fun. It's a family fun location. You know, it's a place for just old-fashioned fun. We have a pavilion that people can rent for their birthday parties or other types of sport team celebrations. We just want to be that place for family fun here in Seelands Grove.
Well, my mother lived in that area, so you could just be quiet and listen for the sound and walk towards the pool if you want to know where it is. You can hear it in town.
Yeah, it's been there since 1968. Do you remember those years?
Wow. Holy smokes. Okay, so, and I think you started to allude to this, but I want you to elaborate on the fact that it's just a great community gathering place for families and fun and parties and so on. It's just one of those great intersectional areas where town where everybody can go.
It truly is. And, you know, one of the other things that we've offered to the community is, well, beyond the swim lessons and, again, places for birthday parties or team celebrations, private parties, even businesses will come up and have, like, a picnic for their associates if, you know, at times. All they have to do is take a look on the website. There's a form that they can fill out if they want to have that type of celebration. And one thing that we've done is partnered with the swim team. So there was a swim team that was practicing, you know, over at Susquehanna inside, and, you know, we decided, hey, let's make swim lanes so that the swim team can practice outside and utilize our pool. And that has really grown into something that's wonderful for kids aged 5 to 18, excuse me. And so the swim season runs from June 4th to July 29th. In fact, if there's anyone that might be interested in joining swim team, it's still possible to do so. They're having a parent meeting coming up June 4th from 6 to 7 right up at our pavilion. And details about swim team can be found on sealandsgrove-stingrays.swimtopia.com. But if you just Google Swimtopia and the word Sealandsgrove, it'll pop up and you can see all of the information on how to sign kids up for that.
Well, thank you so much for all you're saying. Well, I don't know that you need to do a final pitch. I think you covered it all, but really, just go ahead, an additional word that if you want to offer that, please.
You know, again, Memorial Day weekend, this is our kickoff. It's pool season, which is really the start of summer, the official start of summer, and we'd love to be part of everyone's summer fun. This season, we've offered free day passes to many of the kids that go to Sealands Grove area school districts to give them just a free day at the pool. We want families to recognize the treasure that the pool is, and hopefully we'll see everyone this summer at the pool.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for all you're doing. If this, if Nutrition Connections doesn't work out, you can always become a spokesperson for the pool, because you do a fabulous job. And boy, I'll tell you what, you and the board just doing a fantastic job. I mentioned before, I'm acquainted with Rick Meese, so I know he really just cares deeply about the pool and other things in Sealands Grove. And I know you got Carol Hanlon sometimes involved and Spy and everybody else. And I'm probably
many volunteer hours have gone into the pool. For sure. You know, if you come up to visit the pool, you'll see that in the refreshed paint on the bathhouses, how clean everything is kept, how the grounds are kept. All of those things are volunteer hours that make all of that happen. So I want to say a shout out to the entire board and to the volunteers that come up to help keep the pool you know, that treasured place to be. It's not a place where there's, you know, graffiti or it looks unkept. It's really refreshed every year, and that's to many, many volunteer hours.
Thank you so much.
So thanks to everyone that helped.
And Bella's Pizza. You mentioned it was, but it bears repeating. It's a great place to go get it any time. So thank you so much, Karen. Thanks for all you're doing. We will talk again.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Much appreciated. That is Karen Book.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Karen Book is a board member of the Sealands Grove Area Community Pool. Look them up on Facebook. It's just Sealands Grove Community Pool on Facebook. They got tons of things going on there. They have a website as well. And they're doing a yeoman's job keeping a community treasure going in Sealands Grove.